anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
You are listening to Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a blessed week. Now, let's get going with our topic on thankfulness. Just as I am thankful for all of God's blessings He has bestowed on my life, I am also thankful for everyone that has been with me in my life as well. And that includes all of you listening right now. This is why I would like to read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 19 to you. Now I'm reading from the King James Version. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Now, Ephesians is written by Paul, and here is what we need to take away from the verses 15 and 16. Paul expresses his ongoing remembrance and prayer for his audience. He especially draws attention to their faith and love. Paul specifies that this remembrance and prayer is on the basis of what he has heard. We should always be clear, as we use the word faith, that it should not be reduced to just mental assent to some creed, but as an active trust in God, but as an active trust in what God has done and will do. And life lived in participation and response to and reflection of what God has done. Do people hear of our faith? This is closely linked with love for all the saints. Again, Paul is thanking them not for warm feelings toward others, but love in action. This faith in love will be fleshed out later in the letter in terms of the pursuit of unity, breaking through those lines that inhibit reconciliation and unity in the world. The community in Christ should never have within it evidence of the disunity that plagues the surrounding world. Where this is the case, how can the transformative life of love rooted in active faith be heard? And then in verses 17 through 19, do you notice how Paul highlights the purpose of his prayer? He remembers the community in Christ and prays constantly in order that God might give y'all. Now, in the New Testament, about 90% of the uses of you is plural. So notice that he says, in order that God might give y'all a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Paul's emphasis here lies on his hope that God will make known to the community God's wisdom, riches, hope, and power. The wisdom, and so forth, is for the community to be worked out as the people live in love in relationship with one another and the surrounding world. Paul's theological logic roots the community's existence in what God has done. It is God who has acted for them. In many pulpits, the reminder to rely on what God has done is nearly a broken record, an overplayed tune in Christian theology. Yet, it is good to keep playing this tune, as it is all too easy for us as humans to start thinking that we can actually set the course for our own existence and believe that it is actually going to turn out well. However, if we play this tune too generically, it loses much of its power. We need to be reminded more specifically of God's activity that establishes and defines us. And not just generically that we are free or forgiven or redeemed, not by what we've done, but because of what God has done. We need constant reminder of the transforming and upside down to the world nature of God's act in the crucified Jesus, who now reigns as Lord of all creation. The wisdom, the riches, the hope, the power, they all come through and are lived out in ways the normal systems of the world would find foolish. The Bible instructs us to encourage each other often. In Paul's multiple letters to the churches that he was leading, he always reminds his friends how thankful he is for them. He often gives words of encouragement after being thankful in order to build them up. It's good to remember that thanks and giving go hand in hand. God can use us to share his love with others by simply sharing words of gratitude and support. Just think, if everyone did this, how much better the world would be. So not only be thankful for the people in your life, but be supportive of them as well. I'd also like to leave you with another scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Now, I would like to play a song for you by the Power Lab called Thankful, and I hope you enjoy it as much as we have. Our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.